Rain Mastery. I have the very great honor of introducing the next presenter and the next topic that is going to be on the top of mine and the top of everyone's lips in the rain for the next 6 months. Richard Dolan is the architect of the Rain Mastery Program. And a couple things that you may or may not know about Rich. He's an author of 12 books on the subjects of both real estate and also on the science of personal development. He is an authority on performance technologies. He trains executives for some of the world's largest companies, Callaway, BMW, UPS, Marriott Hotels. He is on the forefront of training high-end executives and also everyday people in the science of being peak performers. He is a master communicator. When he shares the stage not only with Russell Westcott and Patrick Francy and Melanie Reuter and Don Campbell, he shares the stage with Canadian prime ministers and U.S. presidents and Tony Robbins and the world foremost experts in personal development technologies. That's the type of people who Rich shares the stage with. He is extremely well connected. He could walk into a room, an event, and by the end of that evening, he will have solid one-on-one personal connections with probably more than half of that room. If not, he has met every person in that room. One of the greatest gifts that I would say Richard has is what I would call he is a state changer. He walks into any room, and that room forever changes its state when he is present in that room. We are very, very fortunate and extremely blessed to have Mr. Richard Dolan here, who is the chief architect of the Rain Mastery Program. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause, Mr. Richard Dolan.
Thank you. Okay, Russ, you set me up. I gotta get everyone to stand for a moment, please. And you wanna know why? Because now that you set me up as a state changer, I officially changed the state. Give yourselves a round of applause. Shake your legs, kick them around. Thanks, Russ. Have a seat. I had to live up to that expectation, but I want to share with you first a story in the time that we have because Don asked me to. I believe the story I'm about to share with you is a story about Rain Mastery. I believe it's a story about Rain membership. I believe the story I'm about to share with you says something about your experience as a real estate investor. I believe it's a story of real estate investing. I believe it's your story. The story is about how trappers back in the day would observe how they would in fact trap primates. Now let me explain. What they would do is they would take under observation what primates did, how they traveled, what trails they traveled upon. And what they would do is once they noted exactly the predictable patterns of their movement, they would dig deep trenches and lay bamboo shoots over them and tie a banana from the treetops. Now what they would do and observe, and they would actually be noted at saying this, is that as the primates, the chimpanzees and such, would come on down this particular path, they would notice that the primate would reach for the banana, sensing there's trouble, but they would collapse through and in fact fracture their ribs, collapse lungs, and suffer a horrible death leading to their capture. Now, what's the moral of that story? The trappers noted that the primate never let go of the banana. They had to pry the hand of the banana out of its hand. In other words, this primate, even though the death of them was holding on to this, well, let me, in case you can't follow me, a banana, it was in fact the death of them. And what I notice is that when I've shared the story with Don many months ago, when we chatted a bit about the experience of Rain members over the past 20 years, we couldn't help but launch ourselves into an inquiry, which was this. Knowing that I have a personal obsession over personal and financial performance, given the background that I do have around positive psychology and leadership psychology, working with the people that Russ had talked a bit about, I'd asked Don this question. I said, if we were to ask Rain members, each of you in this room, your experience right now, and ask, have you gotten everything you came to Rain for? Have you gotten everything? And the question then became, if we were to get any of the answers that we were looking for, we would actually even paraphrase it this way. Why did you become a member to begin with? Now I'm asking that question for real. And if you don't know how to answer it, it would kind of sound like this. It was to something. I joined Rain to what? Now, I want you to think about the answer right now. What would it be? Now, so I'm going to start picking on people. Who wants to share with me what they came here for? What did you come here for? What did you become a RAIN member for, please? More educated. To become more educated. Got it. What else? I wanted to find out how to do joint ventures. Very good. Front row's winning. Back row, please. You came to learn how to acquire real estate. Very good. What else? You came to network. Good. So here's the question then. Out of all of that, the question became for Don and I, in evaluating each and every member's experience as a RAIN member since they've become one, was, have you gotten all that you came for? Have you? You know, I've been doing what I do for 20 years, and every day I ask myself, has it been enough? And I actually have to say, no, because we're all capable of what? My favorite word, starts with an M, ends with an E. More. So what emerged out of this conversation with Don, looking at the 20-year celebration and this launch called RAIN Mastery, what emerged from the discussion was an education that we believe provides a concise and elegant process, or for my American friends, process, to elevate performance. And it's far above what most people think is even possible. What most people even think is possible. This material that I'm about to share with you isn't being given out. I'm not here distributing any of it. These are the short-handed notes to the design principles that guide RAIN Mastery. So when some people bump into me in the hallway and say, hey, hold on there, hey, Rich, what's this RAIN Mastery all about? And I say in one real simple, elegant sentence is that RAIN Mastery is real estate investor behavior training. Real estate investor behavior training. So what does that mean? That means that what we've done is we've distilled the skill sets that makes a real estate investor extraordinary down to a concise bunch of measurable and repeatable patterns to train. Now think about that, what that all means. We know that you've come to monthly seminars, you've gone to quarterly events, you've listened to Don, read his stuff, but what about observing, learning, and repeating the very things that people who do so well with 10, 20, 100, and 1,000 properties do? Does that make sense? Like if I shared with you the very fact that I co-founded a pension plan, the very first of its kind for the NBA players, would you not want to learn how you too can build a pension plan for people that you may or may not know? Yes? Yes or no? You bet you would. And I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm just like you. I'm a member. You're a member, right? I didn't come out of the Lucky Sperm Club or something. I wasn't born with contacts and connections. I wasn't born with a cell phone preloaded with contacts to call and raise money from. You know, I came out of the school of Hort Knox and Hard Knocks. So the inspiration that kind of guided us through the architecture and the blueprinting of this particular program came from people like this, a profound individual. For those you may not know who Werner Erhard is, he was the founder, the godfather, and remains to be so for the self-improvement leadership development era. Probably more synonymous with having created this thing called EST. He's actually the man who created this thing called Landmark Education. So with all that, my prowess inside this realm of education comes from this good man who remains to be a good friend and mentor to this day, currently resides in London, England. Or this man, who clearly, if he were to turn sideways, would in fact, rob the sunlight from my path. You know, I'm 6'2", 215 pounds after today's workout. Patrick, I'm 210, you know that. But this is a big man. So the education that I'm here to, in fact, repurpose, not recycle, but to repurpose and realign with you as a real estate investor is exactly what this entire program has been built for. So the power of the program stems from the thing called the laws of performance. Everyone just say together, laws of performance. Laws of performance. So what the hell does that mean? Well, first of all, you got to understand what a law is. Now, a law isn't a rule. It's not a tip or a step. It's something that distinguishes the moving parts at play behind an observable phenomenon. A law is invariable, right? So it's like whether or not you believe in gravity, it's kind of regardless. Like gravity is gravity. It is what it is. You want to believe it? Great. If you don't, it doesn't matter. It still is. It's a law. So when we asked the question, when Don and I sat and talked to members from coast to coast, we asked the question, what stops you? Like what stops you really, my friends, from being all you can be inside the realm of this thing called real estate? Like really, like with all kidding aside. We think it might be bananas, right? It might be some of those bananas. You holding on to some predispositions, a framework of reference. It might be the people at home that don't believe in what you're doing. It might be people at work who don't want to listen to what you're up to. It might be things that have gone wrong, didn't work, or have yet to turn out your way. things that you're holding on to. So for example, if something happened over here, right, I'm now holding on to it, which is not going to be very comfortable if I walk into your car with this, correct? I'll say yes. Not very, that thing weighs a ton. So the reality here is the reason that problems like these bananas, fixing these problems often doesn't deliver expected results. And it's because it's the only result is now superficial. So you ever notice that, you know what, you were lonely one day and then all of a sudden you said, geez, I got to fix that. So then all of a sudden you started dating and you found someone. You said, well, geez, now it's not significant. So now you got married. So married then replaced loneliness and replaced being not significant. And all of a sudden you got a marriage and now you got it's not really working. So maybe if we have a kid, that might make some things make some sense. So all of a sudden what ends up happening is that fixing the problem never fixes the real problem. It just band-aids the real underlying issue. So it's kind of like painting a car red and expecting it to go faster without truly lifting the hood and understanding how you can really, truly make it work better, faster, truly. So what's left untouched are the underlying, what we would call dynamics that perpetrate the problem. And for every problem, you've got to know there is a future already written about it. So it's like if something bad in real estate happened and you've got this banana, all of a sudden you're like, hold on there, Mr. JV guy. I'm hoping that we can do business together, but I got this bad deal that went bad 2 years ago. So hold on. All right, talk to me now. You see what I'm saying? Or for example, this table here, hold on a second. I got a bad relationship over here. I got to bring this with me. Let's not forget my bad upbringing too. I got to bring this with me. So hold on a second. We got to talk about, joint ventures. So, okay, this is my past here. These are my bananas. Now talk to me about what we should be doing together. And what are you listening through? You're listening through all this stuff. So when Don and I sit down, we say, I don't understand it, Don. You've written 7 national best-selling books. You are the most brilliant man I've met that has a genius to teach people how to raise money. I've raised $7 billion in my lifetime, and I'm just getting started. Just getting started. And what doesn't stop me is what we observe stops some. Now, let's pause for a moment. There are some people in this room that have got independent success that's beyond some people's wildest imagination. This isn't a quick fix program. This is a conversation about how we can identify what possibly stops you. Stops you from getting bigger, or at least stops you or prevents you from enjoying what it is that you've got. Does that make sense? So with all that being said, it's about making sure we declutter. So this future, by the way, right? The future in which I'm looking into includes your assumptions, right? Maybe your hopes, maybe your fears, maybe your resignation, maybe your cynicism. It's a way in which you're going to start looking through life. So when we sit down with members and we ask, why did you join? There's a subtle conversation in the background that no one really wants to articulate or even say. And guess what it is? I want to be accountable. It's no different from actually hiring a fitness instructor. And I've often used this analogy. We all know how to lose weight and stay in shape, right? You exercise and eat less. But that doesn't work because we don't really follow what makes sense. So what we do is we got to then join a gym. So you join a gym, you think paying 20, 40, 50 bucks a month might make sense. But you show up to the gym, you say, okay, now let's work out. And you do nothing. So guess what the next evolution is? Let me hire a fitness instructor. Because at 80 bucks a pop, I'm not going to miss a workout. Prepaid, right? All in favor say aye. You're not. What you're starving for isn't knowledge, information, insight. What you're starving for is what? Accountability. So if it's for the one door, your next door, or your thousandth door, whatever it might be, at least it becomes something you own rather than a circumstance that owns you. Or else what you're doing is you're really kind of going through life with all this stuff. You're carrying it. So the idea here is that we know that it's in the way called people's bananas. You're all walking through the same predictable patterns of behavior. You come to the same meetings, you read the same reports. But I said to Don, on the 20th anniversary, what if we were able to elevate the experience as being a real estate investor? Like, no kidding. What would that be like? How exciting could that be? What would that look like for you? What would it look like for you if, in fact, all that stood in the way, you were able to collapse? Now, for those of you who might say, hold on a second, what's this got to do with real estate investing? Well, think for a second. Let me just break this down. Think about all the times that you've got to communicate with realtors, mortgage lenders, banks, and others to talk about a deal. Do you need some prowess in communication, yes or no? Absolutely. What about being able to hear the word no or not being able to do it now? Being able to persevere and break through all the rejections or, in fact, people who can't see what you see. Will you need some personal resilience during those times? Yes or no? You bet. So the very same things that makes an all-star athlete all-star and what would have you as a real estate investor go from ordinary to extraordinary isn't found in the results you create, but by the experience you live through by doing it. So for example, when I got to my 100th door, it was big deal. So what? That's a part of the program I signed up for. When you ask Tiger Woods after winning a championship, so what do you think of your game? Guess what he says? Well, I did okay. I had trouble on the 18th. I remember on the 17th, this and that. He doesn't recognize that he won. He looks for where he could have gone and done it easier. So the idea here is to, in fact, create a true, and I want you to write this down, a true magic, a true power of experiencing real estate the way Don invented it 20 years ago. To experience the freedom and the power of creating for yourself in your life the financial independence that you really truly are seeking inside this thing called real estate with grace and with ease. So although this future is almost never talked about, it is the context from which people try to create change. So unless I really start to really know, kick back and say, stay there, I don't need that right now. If I don't need this in my way, I'm gonna take charge of exactly the environment I'm in. If I said and declared 2, 5, 10 years ago before I became a member that I'm gonna be really damn successful at real estate investing, then clear the path. Make sure you're banana free. Make sure that the past or the inhibitions, the fears, are not gonna really be a part of the conversation. Do you know what it's like to speak to someone who gets a paycheck every 2 weeks for $2 or $4 million? And look to my athletes who are my clients and say, everything you've experienced, the guy who robbed you, who was your brother, and I'm sorry, the woman who stole from you, who I know was your mother, I'm apologizing. Your father who left with everything that you had, I'm sorry, it is starting fresh right now. Do you know what that takes to actually have them see through all that stuff and believe and trust and do something about it? What does it take? Does it take them to change the way in which they listen to it, or does it change or has something to do with how I'm going to drive it? Who would you all believe? Me or them? Not all at the same time. Me or them? Or me. So inside the realm of real estate investing, here's the thing. What are you holding on to? So if this particular point, you say to yourself, what the hell has this got to do with me being a RAIN member? I came here for the information, the insights, and the facts. Great. Go on cruise control. Watch the episode. And in 30 minutes, it'll be over. Then you can click onto the next program of life. And then at some point you'll say, okay, where's my success? Commercial, oh, here's something. And that's cool, there's nothing wrong with that. But John said, Richard, I want you to consider doing something that would be not ordinary, but extraordinary. Lift and elevate the experience in which real estate investors have an experience with real estate investing. So I want 2 points, I wanna make them with you. And by the point, I mean that I brought them up here, so I'm gonna share them with you. These parts of my notes, I will share with you if you'd like. These are parts of what I would call the source code to the program we're unveiling as RAIN Mastery. First, everyone experiences a future in front of them, even though few could articulate it. You all should know that. You know a future is out there somewhere, but you can't describe and articulate it. The reality here is it goes beyond what you, they, can expect to happen, hope will happen, or think might happen. This future lives at a gut level. You know at your gut what the future might look like, especially if in fact you live life every day the same way in which you do. There's a predictable, probable, almost certain way that your future will occur, and whether we can give it words or not. So we call this what we call the default future. Everyone just say default future. Default future. So in other words, if you kept experiencing RAIN the way you are, and if you continue to learn what you are learning now and change nothing, what is the default future for you as a real estate investor? A lot more of what it is now. Y'all get that? So just by show of hands, and this is a very profound question, who wants more than that? Just show of hands. Just look around, by the way. Hold on, keep your hands up. Don't be Canadian, keep your hands up. Notice something, look around. This is why these evenings happen, to remind you that your hands are up and not alone. You're not the only one reaching for the banana. So, the reality here is that you live into a default future and you're unaware that by doing so, you're making it in fact come to be. So without understanding your blind spots, you have no idea who you're knocking off the road. So here's what I'm gonna be doing away with. There's gonna be no more someday, maybe I possibly can. You know how many people I bump into during breaks who said, I asked them, have you done your first property, second or 10th? They said, well, someday, one day, possibly I can. I said, what if you removed all that language? You couldn't say that. Now what? What have you got now? Well, good. Next, right? Short of, in fact, telling you that if you didn't buy your next property, you can collapse on the spot if your life was on the line. But what if I told you your life was on the line? Think about it. I look around this room and I see some friends where they got their life back because it came to this. It came to investing in a new conversation about real estate. So there's three side effects. I'm going to share with you something because Russ, Patrick, and even Melanie, they sat me down and said, listen, we want you to impart some of the side effects of what Rain Master is going to produce, because there are some people who are saying, but I don't see how it's going to click. So let me share with you the three side effects of participating in Rain Mastery. And by the way, this is not a setup for it's on sale, because it's not. It's actually been purchased already. We got our check. Dawn has paid on your behalf. There's nothing for sale. This is what's going to happen by you participating in Rain Mastery. Number one is confidence. Who here would love to have more confidence in anything they do? Say I. You bet. Now, let me define what confidence means so you can actually understand why it's important for us. If you define it, define is a freedom from doubt. Confidence is a freedom from doubt. It's a belief in yourself and your abilities. It's a feeling of trust. And here's what's interesting. A trust in what? In someone and something. Now, who do you think that someone is? Now, just put your finger out and let's point to that person. Who might it be? You can pick me. That's fine. That's right. It's all about you. You're all pointing at yourself. So confidence is interesting. So I'm going to share with you two huge ahas when it comes to understanding inside the domain of real estate investing, why confidence is so important. Because wherever doubt exists, confidence dies. And so when you come to these meetings and when you read what you do and when you understand behind the curtain, as we'll talk later on about together as friends, the reality is that you understand that what you're pursuing is confidence. But the reality here is that whenever confidence escapes you, trust in yourself does too. And that's one of the things that Don notices. After 20 years of having served thousands of Canadians from coast to coast, he recognizes that if confidence escaped you, confidence in self does too. The second is this thing called competence. Competence defined is quite intriguing because what you've got here is it's a standardized requirement for an individual to properly perform a certain duty or job. Like, you're all competent at driving. That's how you got here, right? Unless you drive with Patrick. He's directionally challenged. He's laughing. It's true. But competence is all about being able to have a real ease with, in fact, handling a certain standardized way of doing something. But here's what's interesting about the definition. It also encompasses a combination of three things. Here they come, which really moves me inside the architecture of Rain Mastery. Competence is also defined inside the realm of knowledge, skills, and behavior. Whose behavior, by the way? Your behavior. So the reality here is that Don has given up his life to transform and elevate the conversation about real estate for Canadians coast to coast. I think you'd agree that he's done a great job, wouldn't you say? Yeah. Absolutely. But inside that, what good is it if you're teaching people a faith, but they don't come to church? What's the point in being able to, in fact, have people understand healthy living, but they drink every day? The reality is that what he knows is that for the true purpose of what he's taught and imparted in all of what he's worked through, the real true magic and power of Rain has to come to life through your behavior. There has to be a shift in the way in which you see and you occur as a real estate investor in the world. Number three is commitment. Inside Rain Mastery, you're going to get a profound, renewed relationship with who you are as commitment. Now, commitment defined is in three parts. There's the act of committing, right? That was probably when you bought a membership, right? You committed. You know, I'm signing here. I'm committing. The second part of commitment, though, is found in the state of being committed. State's powerful, right? Coming here is powerful. You're here ready to learn. But here comes the third, and probably the most profound, is the act of engaging yourself. Now, in a very different metaphor, who here's bungee jumped? Who's crazy enough in here to admit that they did that? Okay, God bless you. That's crazy. You're nuts. But I applaud your effort. Now think about when you bungee jumped, right? Y'all got choked up and said, we're going to do this. We're nuts, but we're doing it anyway. So the act of committing was, I'm signing my life away. Here's my disclaimer. Here's my money. I'm in. Tie me up, right? All who did that, just say I. You're with that. So now all of a sudden you said, giddy up, let's get it on. I'm in the state of being committed. You've got me wrapped, ready to go, and I'm standing at that position. And you feel that wind blowing through your hair or gusting across your globe, right, Russ? And you're like, you're standing there, right? You feeling it. Like you're in the state and you're getting hopped up on adrenaline. Y'all with me? You're buzzing, you're sweating, you're moving, you're grooving. You know, your wife is saying goodbye and your husband's saying goodbye and or everyone's just saying goodbye. But then there's that moment where then you actually say, here we go. Y'all with me? And it's like right there. You see that? And what's that point? The point of no? The point of no? There's no point of return there. Right there is that. The act of engaging yourself fully. There's no turning back. And it's that one there that Don points to often that members end up saying, I'm here. I'm fully engaged. I'm ready and willing to learn. But I ain't going to go out there on that limb. Don't you dare push me. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me to buy my first door. I'll buy my first door when I want to buy my first door. You can't tell me what to do, and that's okay. But if you're all dressed up, suited up, and ready to shoot some hoops, let's shoot some hoops. You can't complain for not really understanding how to swim if you're not willing to get wet. You can't be here wanting to learn about real estate and investing and not invest in real estate. So it's quite apropos, which is French, of course, for appropriate. I love using that word. It's quite appropriate to say, hey, let's create a technology that shifts and elevates the way in which a real estate investor behaves. Let's do it together. Let's break a sweat together. So this is all about rewriting your future as an extraordinary real estate investor. And it begins with Rain Mastery. So here's our commitment. It's to cause an irreversible transformation in the way in which you occur in the world as a real estate investor. With that, here's the purpose. It's to have you be trained so that you can generate and sustain self-leadership. Everyone just say self-leadership. 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 Is that a transferable and universal skill set you can use in other parts of your life, yes or no? Absolutely. The net result is you're going to become or remain, for you veterans, and you're going to either live and or continue leading from this place as an extraordinary real estate investor. An extraordinary course, by definition, is above normal, even abnormal. So here's what we promise. You will become a few things. Self-reliant. Who's all for self-reliance? Say I. You bet. Self-generative, self-creating, and of course, self-leading. Because really, at the end of the day, you are the author of who you are. You are the author of what you become. Each of you as a Rain member are the author of what you get. But more importantly, and most, this is the one that will be on your grave. Here lies the woman or man that did this. You are known for the results you create. And if you're not putting scores on the scoreboard, then you might as well get comfortable in the bleachers, crying down in the field all the plays that you could have been making. Because this is where your legacy lives. This is where your personal financial independence lives. This is where your Belize lives. My Belize lives. If you're not creating those results, then what are we doing? Right? So, I know that we have some handouts here. Why don't we have those handed out? Thanks to you ladies and gentlemen. These are for you. These are actually the very first, the BC region's actually touching these fine brochures. Yes, indeed. Give it up to Rain because they actually put these things together really nicely. Wonderfully done. What you're all getting right about now is everything that I said in summary and the summary of who Rain Mastery is, how it became to be, and what it's all really about. And if you go to the second page on the inside, you'll notice that the Rain Mastery program is broken down in series one, hint, hint. Series one, which implies what? There's likely a series two, but no pressure, Don. The reality here for series one is there's six modules. And inside the six modules, it's a lot like Karate Kid, right? Who here has watched Karate Kid? Say I. Remember that young kid, right? Showed up, says, I want to learn karate. I want you to teach me how to kick some ass. And he says, oh, Daniel-san, Patience. First, we wax cars. Wax on, wax off. Breathe in, breathe out. Was he frustrated? Yes or no? Absolutely. He said, oh, come on, Sensei. I got to learn how to play karate. I got to learn how to do this. Oh, Danielson, easy now. Next, we paint fence. Up, down, breathe in, breathe out. Now, Ralph is getting a little bit ticked off now by this point. Finally, he bursts and he says, I cannot believe I'm doing your chores. What the heck is next? Ah, sand floor. Right? Left circle, right circle. Breathe in, breathe out. And only out of frustration, only after all of these chores for a week in exhaustion, did his teacher show the connection between what looked as though they were just trivial acts of housekeeping. Did he see and understand that what transformed before his eyes were the fundamentals, the behaviors, the muscle reflexology and a muscle memory to respond inside this thing called karate? You all with me? And as a third degree black belt personally, after 17 years of competing in that space as a young man, I got to tell you, you spend much time on the fundamentals, you'll spend very little having to master them. Because once you've got the fundamentals, they never escape you. Once you engage those muscles, once you buy your first door, the second, the fifth, and the tenth are quite easy. And then what's next? So in terms of the modules, they really work that way. They're the building blocks, the fundamentals at transforming and elevating your experience as a real estate investor. Whether you want to play small or play big, either way, it'll fit for you however you wish. This particular page here, if you turn the page, you'll notice that the technology was based out of three of my 12 publications. So it's about 1,000 pages of data and content, and it's well over 10 years of research and development. I'm very proud and honored to have collaborated with Dr. Paul Stoltz out of Harvard University, which is a very good friend and a dear mentor, who's an incredible communicator, which gave us a lot of great endorsements around this. But out of series one will come mentorship, a support system, weekly calls to enhance your learning. Out of that will come your buddy system and homework. These programs, the six modules, will in fact be quite participatory. You'll have an experience with them. So again, I'm not suggesting that you can't hide out, because if you want to do that, you can. But the reality here is that you're going to end up finding yourself engaging in these exercises. The last page, for those who want to Google me, I'm just going to save you a lot of the hassle. I'm not the UFO guy. I'll never forget when my mother called me. She goes, how could you? And I was like, what, Ma? How could you? My father bought her an iPad. I Googled you. I had no idea. I go, what are you talking about? You're a UFO expert? I go, Ma, that's not even me. Look at the picture. Anyway, so I'm not the UFO guy. So here's my bio. I think you'll find what you need to see or hear or learn about me to your satisfaction. So we kind of put that there. So here's some of the highlights. For those who don't know about Rain Mastery, it's included in primary membership. So if you're a guest tonight, you'll learn that this becomes a part of your experience with Rain. And for that, I congratulate you, because the experience of mastery has in fact been shut down. Only Rain has the exclusive rights in North America on mastery today. So thanks to Don, there's no one else that can buy the books. You can't get them online. You can't go to Amazon. Chapters has had to pull them up. It's all here at home, right here at Rain Mastery. So the program is now owned and delivered only by Rain. So it's included in your primary membership. It's also part of the regular monthly meetings. So there's nowhere to go in addition to here. It's not a little bit earlier, and it's not going to run a little bit later. Does that all make sense? Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. So it's a part of the regular meetings. It's built into the regular program over the next 6 months. I believe it'll be starting shortly. I'll get to that in a second. And all materials are included. So everything and all the things that are associated with the learning inside the technology, whether it's around the purpose module, whether it's around the story building module, whether it's around the speaking module, branding, all those modules have content. It'll be delivered to you as you leave. There'll be nothing for sale. So that's kind of neat. And that's thanks to Don and the Rain team. So give them a round of applause for that, please. Now, for those who are listening on the audio who are by mail members, they apparently can upgrade. I know Russ might speak to that a little later on, but by upgrading means that for the next 6 months, you can in fact get involved and be a part of that program. So that's really important. But in closing, I do want to say this. I believe in this story. I truly believe in the program 100%. And the major reason why is because I stand before you as an accomplished real estate investor. I manage money, I manage joint venture partnerships, I manage a very large team around the world. I've got clients all around all corners of the earth. I'm blessed to be here the way I am. I'm a statistic impossibility. You know, my father hails from Europe, and my mother is from South America. I've got great skin color, and I got a good liquor tolerance. I'm the perfect vacation buddy, you know? But I stand here as a true testament to the fact that it didn't matter what I learned, it didn't matter what I knew, it almost didn't even matter who I surrounded myself with. It all came down to what did I do with it? And so I can't wait to give that to you. I can't wait to share it with you. And I'm grateful that Don noticed early enough on the 20th anniversary what was missing, that if it were present, it would make a difference. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you at Rain Mastery. Thanks, everybody. Russ? Thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Who's excited about Rain Mastery, everyone? Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Just a couple other quick notes here before we run off to a quick break. Just for some clarification, it's included for primary and associate members. So if you're an associate spouse of a primary member, it's included for you as well. By mail members, the people that are listening to this via CD, you can participate via the audio CDs you get on a monthly basis. You still will get all the audio for it if that's the route you want to choose, or you can upgrade to become a primary member for the time that Mastery is going on. You can attend any of the programs across the country. You don't have to just come here. We have many people that can't make the March one, so they're flying out to the April 4th one here in British Columbia, so you can attend any of them across the country. The first class, and I don't think Rich mentioned this, the first class here in British Columbia is April 4th, and the attendance is mandatory. Mandatory. Yes, attendance is mandatory for the first one, and you will find out once you get here for the first one why it's mandatory, okay? So if it's a mandatory attendance, do you think there's going to be lots of people here? Absolutely. I would get here bright and early. I get here very early. Make sure you get your spots. There will be very limited guest spots if you wanted to bring one of your guests to one of the programs upcoming for Mastery. Rain members get the first seats for all of them.